Yo, what is up, guys? It's your girl Bex, and welcome back to the Race Rundown, following on from the Brazilian Grand Prix. That was chaotic. Absolutely the most chaotic two-hour period of my week, for sure. So, for all those that haven't seen it, let's jump into it and tell you why it was a chaotic weekend, shall we? Let's go. Lap one, Lando was off to an absolutely flying start. Then, the whole mess at the beginning of the race. Lap one, Lando was off to an absolutely flying start. Leclerc was then out following a collision between himself, Kimi Antonelli, and Mr. Oscar Piastri. Lance Stroll also then tries to take out Bortoleto. Oscar is handed a 10-second time penalty for causing a crash with Antonelli. Was it a bit harsh? Potentially. Does it make the championship interesting? Yes. Yes, it does. And that's exactly why they've gone and done it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly why they've gone and done it. Yuki was then handed a 10-second time penalty for causing a collision. However, I have written here on lap 27, Yuki was noted for failing to serve his 10-second time penalty correctly. Whoops. So that then means that he has a total of probably about 19 to 20 seconds worth of penalties in the end. Which is just, yeah, not great. Lap 29, Lewis is handed a 5-second time penalty for crashing into Colapinto. As if Lewis hasn't already had it difficult enough this weekend, as it is. The poor man keeps getting hit with penalties left, right, and Chelsea, unfortunately. So, lap 30, Lando then pits for softs and comes out behind Max. Norris then breezes past Max on lap 33, with Yuki then obviously having to sit his next 10-second time penalty. Lap 38, Hamilton is then forced to retire the car following some damage to, I believe, the floor after his collision with Colapinto. Lap 38, Oscar Piastri then pits. Ferrari fans I've got here are needing to be taken care of. If you have a Ferrari fan in your life, take care of them this week, okay? Take care of them in the gap, because they have had a terrible weekend this past weekend in Brazil. And as we head into Vegas, they're going to need all the help they can get. The track record of Ferrari at Vegas has not been great. At this point, Max started in the pit lane. He is up 15 places by lap 48 and is absolutely smashing it, showing his true driving prowess by gaining and maintaining second position by lap 49, which was absolutely insane. Norris then pits on lap 41 for used mediums because obviously undercut from Max, etc. Oscar pits again on lap 52. Lap 54, Max then pits for some new softs. This was the part where my heart rate peaked, because I thought, holy shit, we could see Max taking the win, having started at the pit lane. We didn't. But it would have been epic. I actually voted for Max for driver of the day, because unbelievable. Now, I know that I have said multiple times on this channel, on this podcast, that I am not Max's biggest fan. However, I will give credit where credit is due. And that was an unbelievable drive. He is by far the most talented driver on the grid right now. And you will not change my mind. He is by far the most talented driver on the grid. And he should be very proud of himself following the performance from this weekend. It was absolutely outstanding. And I'm just glad that Russell wasn't on the podium. We're going to dive into that, but Russell's been getting on my nerves a little bit at the moment. We're going to have a post-episode rant about George Russell. If you are a George Russell fan, this is now your time to click off if you don't want to hear what I have to say. Moving on. Lap 54, Max pits for new softs, as we said. He then comes out ahead of Lawson and Piastri. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Lap 59, George has brake issues, told to lift and coast. Max is then obviously able to get past him and get a podium. He ultimately finished in third. However, for a brief moment there, second was possible, which is absolutely insane. Max then on lap 61... can get second if he can control the tyre deg. Which, I mean, if anyone can control tyre deg, it's probably Max. So at this point, I'm like, who's going to be where on the podium? he obviously gained third. He breezes past George on lap 63 to gain third. Lap 67 with five laps to go, Antonelli and Max. Max is getting closer and closer and closer and closer. However, it was just not his day to get that second position. He tried his best, however, it was just not there. He ran out of laps in the end. Lap 69, Piastri gets closer and closer to George, and Max gets closer and closer to Kimi. However, there was no change. Which means, ladies and gentlemen, that we had a top five of Mr. Lando Norris, followed by Kimi Antonelli, followed by Max Verstappen, followed by Mr. George Russell, aka Woody from Toy Story himself, followed by the one and only Oscar Piastri. Another key point that I have here, 4 out of 6 rookies made it into the top 10 in points positions. So that's insane for a start. Fair play. Behrman, fair play. Everybody, fair play. And another key point I have here, and this is not a hating on George episode, by the way, before we start. George is now mathematically out of the points to winning a championship. Yes. I feel like Lewis would have probably killed himself if George was able to get a world championship in the Mercedes that he is no longer in. I feel like there would have been some issues. So, as it stands at the moment, George is no longer mathematically able to win a championship. Max possibly could. Oscar is now on 366 points. Lando Norris is now on 390, which, for all those that are good at maths and for those that aren't, aka me, that is 24 points between first in the championship and second in the championship. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? Well, if you get a race win in Formula One, you gain 25 points. So he is just under a race win ahead of Oscar in terms of points. Which, if I was to check my heart rate right now, I bet it's going through the roof. My watch is going bzzz. If he was a race win ahead, that would be crazy. Nearly there. However, we have 3 races left. We have Las Vegas, we have Qatar, and we have Abu Dhabi. So, it is really all to play for at this stage. I am terrified. I love how George is also sat right here. When I'm just about to shit on him as well. Sorry, George, but also not sorry. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Okay, the final point I want to get into. Technically, there's 2 here. If you could spot what is new with our podcast background, put it down in the comments. Let me know if you've noticed. I want to see if you've noticed. I don't know if you will have. You might have to look back through some previous videos. But if you spot it, let me know. And I might have a singular prize for you. Maybe. But put it in the comments. And the final point that I want to get to is about this guy right here. See him? Mr. George. I can handle a little bit of pressure. You know, I can understand a little bit of pressure from rivals on track. Makes you a bit sassy on the old team radio. A little bit gobby, if you will. However, Mr. George Russell. Do you have a middle name? I need to know. Mr. George William Russell. Which, considering he used to race for Williams, is very odd. Anyway, Mr. George William Russell. Sir. I can understand that a little bit of pressure on track makes you a little bit sassy over the team radio. However, just because you are now number one driver at Mercedes does not give you the right to act like a prick. Okay? The pissing and moaning over the radio is getting old. The drama with Max is getting old. I don't know if Netflix is paying you more. I don't know if you're going to be the whole main next feature of Netflix. Fuck knows. Just quit it, please. Just stop. It's annoying. No one cares. Let's move on. People care as much about that as they do Esteban Ocon's performance this year. How often do you hear his name mentioned in commentary? I'm just saying. Another one that has fallen behind the wayside. Pierre Gasly. We don't even hear about him anymore. When him and Ocon were smacking the shit out of each other, we used to hear about it all the time. Now we don't anymore. Nobody cares, Russell. No one cares. Okay? So on that note, I've been Eagle Bex. This has been the Race Rundown. And we have the Vegas Grand Prix, as you all know. This year, I have not travelled to Las Vegas and back. Thank God. Honestly, the jet lag was real last year. If you watch back those episodes, I'm pretty sure I'm like 90% asleep. I'm not even joking. Okay, so we have Las Vegas practice on the 21st. Is it 1 in the morning? I will not be tuning in to watch that. Sorry, guys. I just won't. Practice 2, 4 to 5 a.m. Again, not going to be tuning in to watch that. I'm just being frank. Practice 3 on the 22nd. At 12:30 to 1:30. Again, too early for me, people. I like my sleep. Qualifying. 4 to 5 a.m. on the 22nd. I'm not going to lie to you. I will try my best to get up. But, yeah. So we have qualifying at 4 to 5. And then the race on the 23rd at 4 o'clock in the morning. Until 6. Oh, it's going to be an early one, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be an early one. But for you guys, I will do it. I will do it. The American races can even go one of two ways. It can either go really early in the morning or really late in the evening. And it just so happens that Vegas is on the opposite coastline. For fuck's sake. But it's okay. It's okay. Yes, we are 8 hours ahead of them. So it'll be our Sunday, their Saturday. Hope that clears it up for everyone, because I was fucking confused. So, I've been your girl Bex. This has been the Race Rundown. And until Vegas weekend, ladies and gents, I will catch you in the next one. Peace.